Jeannie Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series, empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle. Today is September 8th, 2017, and welcome to our podcast episode called Weather Today. I'm joined here by Craig Ruffalo, Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Craig.
Happy Friday. Good afternoon. Happy Friday.
A lot happening on the weather front. And so today what we're going to talk about is the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey and Texas and how that impacted the sweetener markets. We're going to shift over to what everybody's paying attention to now.
Irma.
And we'll talk about how that might impact the sugar market and as well as the OJ market, two very big agricultural crops in the state of Florida.
No question.
So let's go ahead and get started. And, you know, we saw obviously Houston devastated in the surrounding areas, a terrible situation for a lot of people. We feel for all the people down in Texas dealing with that. From a sugar standpoint, you know, this was a hurricane that really kind of sat around for a while, went out and back in. What's your take as far as the crops for the Texas and Louisiana area and how that might be impacted on production?
Yeah, I think the biggest concern with any kind of crops with this kind of weather tragedy is the fact that you have the surge from the Gulf coming in. As we saw in the effects of Wilma and Katrina back in the early 2000s, the cane crop itself wasn't necessarily the rain that came in and the winds, but it was the surge from the Gulf, the salty waters. If it just sits there on that cane for some time, it can damage the crop. I understand right now there is not an overly large concern surrounding the cane crops in Texas and Louisiana, other than it's just wet. You can't get in there and do anything. You know, obviously what we're all focused on now is the cleanup that's going on, and it's going to take some time down there. And again, we don't want to overemphasize that we're in such a tragic situation that we won't ever recover. But, you know, it's something we have to be mindful of, that those folks down there are suffering. So.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we saw transportation starting to become an issue in a big way, and with potential of Irma affecting Florida, it's gotten worse. FEMA's taking a lot of the trucks that are out there, and so that's causing some supply issues and people prepping and trying to build inventories and move inventories around. It's really caused some problems. So let's shift over to Irma, and this has now been downgraded a little bit to a Category 4 as of about an hour ago. That may shift. We shall see. Still a very powerful hurricane, most powerful that's ever been built in the Atlantic there. And we've had some announcements this week of closures. Why don't we go over some of the closures that that we've seen for our audience out there?
You know, with the impending event, I'm looking at the fact is that the weather pattern has changed a little bit directionally, and it's gone more westerly over the last 24 hours. And we have had the announcements from the three refineries that were in the pathway. You had Clewiston, you had Florida Crystals facility, and of course Savannah, Georgia, the Louis Dreyfus refinery. And they've all announced evacuations and closures up and through Wednesday of next week and the impending damage, and that we don't know of what's going to actually occur from there. I did a little digging, and it looks like that represents, if you take those three refineries out for any extended period of time, whether it's 5 days or 2 weeks or what have you, that's about 17% of the industry's refining capacity, or, you know, roughly about a third of all the cane refining capacity in the industry. So you have actual production down, and then you're going to have, as you mentioned, a logistical issue. You know, whatever the result of this is going to be, you have 8 to 20 inches of rain projected in the state of Florida, you're going to have truck issues and people trying to find deliveries. And that's going to be a problem, man. So what are you hearing from customers? What do they do to try to prepare for this?
Well, I think that all of them have looked at other supply sources around the United States. Obviously, if you're a cane-only customer, that becomes a little bit more difficult for you. Whereas if you can take beet versus cane, you have obviously a lot bigger supply situation. Just going back to the statistics one more time, you know, when we look at Hurricane Wilma back in 2005, you know, and you take a look at what the impact was through in Florida alone, it represented about 200,000 to 300,000 tons of lost production.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, if you take a look at our numbers now, the USDA has stocks use ratio pegged at about 13.3%. And if Florida was to have a similar type of impact, you would see the stocks use ratio go down to about 11. So the big question is if that happened, how would the USDA react to that? Would they have the ability, and would there be sources for sugar to bring in off the TRQ or Mexico?
I think the reaction on the 16 market is kind of an indicator of how this is all shaping up. You know, the number 16 market has jumped almost a penny a pound in the last 3 days, all in anticipation of what could be the result of this hurricane. But let's not forget there's another hurricane that's having a slight impact on, to answer your question long-windedly. We have Katia that's sitting outside of Veracruz that's about to make landfall there in Mexico. Well, guess what? One of the biggest sugar producing areas within Mexico is Puebla and Veracruz states.
Yeah.
Who knows exactly how much rain's come there, and that might impact the ability for Mexico over the next few months. Their harvest might be delayed.
Yeah.
Their crop could be damaged, and there's part of your answer to the TRQ potential is that the USDA may not have Mexico, who would have probably been their first avenue of increased supply. They're not going to probably be there. So now they got to go somewhere else. You know, I don't know what all of this results in, but I can tell you that the number 16 values are going to be on the rise for a while. So anybody that's looking at this from a refined basis, they ought to be looking at how long do they think that this 16 ride is going to go. And I'm going to suggest it could be a month or two before we really situate it. What do you think on the OJ side? You know, obviously we're talking a lot about sugar here, but there's another industry, Mike, that's really going to get impacted.
Yeah.
And that's going to be your OJ and your orange groves and even grapefruit. What are you thinking about that?
Boy, I'll tell you, it reminds me of Trading Places, when a movie I saw a long time ago. And I'll tell you, you take a look at just today. I mean, and then this week, up 20% from its from the lows just in a week's time. Florida, obviously, is a huge producer of orange juice, not for concentrate. Most of the concentrate, as we know, comes from other countries into the United States, like Mexico and Brazil.
Right.
But Florida has been struggling for years on the OJ and grapefruit side with greening disease. Yeah. And you take a look at this, and there's a lot of talk about if it's really devastating that you could see some outfits going into bankruptcy. And it's just a real terrible situation.
Yeah, that industry didn't need another gut punch, and they're certainly going to get one.
Huge for the state of Florida. You know, they employ over 45,000 people. Represents over $8.6 billion to the state.
Gosh.
So hoping that this hurricane just goes east as fast as it can and avoids that. So something I expect the OJ market to continue to strengthen. One thing we didn't even talk about was the earthquake last night.
Oh,
in Mexico,
God, that's right. One outside of Chiapas, right?
Yeah. And we don't obviously know the full impact of that. Some pretty poor areas of Mexico being affected, and hopefully casualties are very limited in Mexico, and feel for those people as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a terrible weather situation going on all around.
We're just getting notification is that Jose has now been upgraded as a Cat 4 hurricane right behind Irma. So where the direction of that's going, we don't know.
Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time to put on your all your weather gear and just be prepared.
Yeah, get out of Florida if you're still there, obviously, and listen to what everybody's saying to do, and be safe. And
be safe.
Again, sorry, we are not trying to be a downer on this podcast, but just inform everybody what the potential impact. And next week we'll.
We'll have the results.
Hopefully, it'll be a lot of good news that people avoided some tragedies down there. So, appreciate everybody's time, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Be safe.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit McKinney-Flavelle.com. Also visit us on LinkedIn for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.